While investigators continue to review video surveillance footage from area convenience stores and Zhang's cell phone records, friends and family are putting up flyers and calling on the public to help find the student leader. Zhang had left the Ashwaubenon bowling alley last Friday, driving a white 1996 Mercury Sable towards Green Bay. Beyond a call made to her boyfriend at 2:30 that morning, nothing has been seen or heard of her since.
I know there's still hope. I'm still believing that.
Annie Zhang is Mahalia's first cousin. She says in the Hmong culture, it's not unusual for relatives to feel despondent if there's no good news a few days after a loved one's disappearance. She says all the family can do is wait and speculate.
Maybe it's somebody that might know her. If not, then maybe there was a drunk person or a bad person that when she came home might have abducted her. Whoever you are trying to hold her, it's not fair to anybody, and it's not fair to her because she's an innocent bystander and she deserves a chance to live out her life and her dreams, and we just really want her back.
Annie Zhang says she prays for her cousin's safety and is grateful to everyone who's put up flyers and phone in tips to local authorities. Pictures of Mahalia Zhang have been posted on special MySpace and Facebook accounts by friends. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.